people react differently to breakups and divorces. My name is Chris Johnson, and I found that I don't react well to it at all. I am completely over my divorce and completely over the last relationship I was in. It took me fucking forever to get over both of those. But what I'm not totally past is like the damage that that shit does to my psyche. And the crazy thing is, I didn't even realize that fucking damage is there. It just pops through from time to time. Just fucking leaks through. It shapes the way I look at things. And it kind of fucking shapes you as a person. At least it shapes me as a person. I used to be a lot more arrogant a guy, I think. In all fucking aspects of life. And I don't think I was like a dick about it. But I just fucking thought I was better than everybody. I got a secret. I still do. I still do think I'm better than everybody. I still do. But now I just kind of think I'm better than everybody by default. I used to think that I had like skills or some qualifications or some aspects of my personality that made me stand out, that made me like a good guy or somebody that other people wanted to be around. Now, after a couple breakups, one a pretty acrimonious divorce, now I think, I'm not really that great. I'm just better than everybody else because everybody else sucks. I mean, just take a look around. Look at how fucking miserable and stupid people are. Yeah, I'm better than those people, but I'm better than those people because I can put my fucking pants on. That is how I view myself now in the grand scheme of things. I'm better than that guy, but that's just because I managed to zip up my fly without getting my dick caught in it. People have been asking me a lot lately what I'm looking for in the opposite sex. What am I looking for in a potential match? What am I looking for in a potential dating partner? What are you looking for? And my answer is always, I don't fucking know. The flip side of that, though, is never discussed. The flip side of what the fuck would make anybody interested in your fucking ass, that's never discussed. Because that's what I always think. Like, it doesn't really matter what I'm looking for in somebody, because I don't think that other person is really going to give a rat's ass about me at all. Because why would they? I'm not a special man. And this isn't self-loathing. I don't think I'm a bad guy at all. I fucking love me. I'm a huge fan of me. I can't get enough of me. As a matter of fact, sometimes I just sit around and listen to my old podcast. Then I laugh out loud. I forget how funny I am. So me liking me isn't a problem. Me having confidence in me is not a problem at all. I just don't know why anybody else would like me. Like if somebody said, list your strongest qualities in general and for the opposite sex. I don't know. Like, I'm not going to cheat on you, I guess. But that just makes me not a scumbag. So, like, if my only list of qualifications for dating is, look, baby, I'm not a scumbag, I don't really think that puts me too high on the top of the fucking food chain. And some people talk about shit like this because they want reassurance. They want compliments. They're fishing for compliments. They'll post shit like I'm saying on Facebook, like, oh, I'm so fat. And then their fucking lame wiener friends will be like, oh, you're not fat, you're beautiful. I'm not looking for that because I think that's horse shit too. I'm not looking for like false compliments. I'm just saying that I really don't have any more going for me than the next guy. I gotta be honest with you. I am not interested in very many people at all. There is a very small selection of the population that I would even consider dating. I mean, I don't want to give an actual fucking number here because it would give off the impression that I'm like lining up potential dates, which I'm not. Let's just say one. There's fucking one person. Let's just say that. I mean, who knows if that's even fucking true, but let's just say it. There's one person that Chris Johnson would be interested in dating. Let's frame it like that. So, like, let's say I get to that point. Let's say I get that far. Like, holy shit, I've identified somebody that I really like and I'm really interested in. I always think, okay, great. Why the fuck would they be interested in me? Why? Why would they be interested in me over that asshole over there? Why would they be interested in me over their friend? Why would they be interested in me over that guy that they just went out with? Why? I have no good answer for that. And you know what else I would never do? I'm not going to compete. I'm not going to compete with somebody else for their affection. You either like me or you don't like me. And history shows you don't like me. You know what else too? Think about this. Here's another thing I think when I'm looking at like potential dates, especially the older I get, I'm fucking 35 now. Everybody you meet that is single has failed in every fucking relationship they've been to up to that point in their life. Think about that. Holy fuck. If you're single, unless your fucking spouse died, every fucking relationship that you have been in up to that point has ended in failure. And what if all the breakups were amicable? Then you're picking the wrong fucking guys. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. So why would I think if you picked me that you knew what the fuck you were doing? As a matter of fact, I think if you picked me, I would question if you knew what the fuck you were doing. Like, what are you, crazy? I just don't think I'm that interesting a guy. I'm interested in me, but I don't know why a potential partner would be interested in me. That's all I'm saying. Why? Because I can make you laugh every now and then? A fucking chimp in a top hat could make you laugh. A goddamn monkey banging the cymbals is gonna make my fucking ass laugh. A squirrel water skiing makes me laugh. So if I can make you laugh, I'm not too impressed. I guess what I'm saying is, I like me, but I'm just not overly impressed with me. I just think I'm a normal fucking guy, you know? I haven't fucking done anything. I haven't fucking cured cancer. I'm a single dude that's failed in every relationship he's ever been in, except for the ones with his two cats. And you might think I'm kind of bummed when I talk about this, but I'm really not. I just think that that's how it is. I just know how it works, you know? I just think that if I'm ever interested in anybody enough to go out with them again, they would never be interested in me. That's all. I'll be back, baby. Sundays and Wednesdays. Those are the new episode days. Keep your lazy ass on Facebook and listen to these fucking videos. If you're in my fucking timeline right now, listen to those. I'm on Apple Podcasts, Google Play. Podbean has everything. Website or app, they got all that shit. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. And I started an Instagram page. I don't really know why, but I'm on there too. It may be 5 minutes, so check that shit out.